When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service agency specializing in vacation for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tours, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal at no cost to you. Best Bets Travel navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your needs. We are available 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. every day. Call us 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com.
How well does your company communicate? Metrolina Association for the Blind is the expert in providing visually impaired clients full access to vital information. For over 30 years, we have been partnering with companies across the nation, creating accessibility, inclusion, and compliance. Let us help your company take its communication tools to the next level. Call today for a quote in Braille, large print, audio, or accessible PDF at 1-800-926-5466 or learn more at www.mabnc.org.
Who doesn't love a good cup of coffee? Well, now you can have a great cup of coffee delivered right to your door. White Cane Coffee. White Cane Coffee offers small batch, fresh roasted, single origin premium coffee made from the finest premium coffee beans. Enjoy your favorite Colombian Supremo, Colombian Supremo Decaf, French Roast, High Octane, Donut Shop, and Breakfast Blend. White Cane Coffee hires and supports workers from the blind and autistic communities and donates a portion of the proceeds to various organizations for the blind. Order your White Cane Coffee today and don't forget to mention promo code RADIO to receive your special 10% discount. The best coffee is waiting for you at whitecanecoffee.com.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Going the distance despite the odds got an added dimension recently when a group of four blinded veterans competed in the California International Marathon. The team finished the relay in under 4 hours, beating the average marathon time. It was all made possible by Richard Hunter of the Blinded Veterans Association through its Operation Peer Support Committee and the United States Association of Blind Athletes. For more about the Operation Peer Support Initiative and the BVA organization as a whole, call 800-669-7079 or visit bva.org.
MaxiAids has provided the largest selection of products for blind, visually impaired, deaf, hearing, and mobility impaired for more than 33 years. We offer low prices, fast delivery, and the highest level of customer service in the special needs community. Our product line includes the largest selection of low vision, braille, and talking watches, large print keyboards, calculators, and weight scales. We also feature handheld and electronic magnifiers, CCTVs, accessible games, cooking tools, bathroom, medical aids, and so much more. Call MaxiAids at 1-800-522-6294 for a free catalog or look us up online at MaxiAids.com. Take 10% off your first order with promo code RADIO10. Some exclusions may apply.
Dude, let me tell you about my most bodacious time at summer camp this year.
Wait, I thought you were blind.
Totally.
Me too. Hashtag BFF.
Dude, we got to do go-karts and I got to drive one.
What?
Oh, and at the end of the week, there was like a talent show and I got to do some impressions. Check it out. Who am I? Who am I? I'm not a crook.
Hashtag maybe just friends for now.
Hashtag camper for life. National Camps for the Blind is a program that offers free camping opportunities around the United States for children and adults who are legally blind. Some activities include archery, swimming, horseback riding, crafts, water skiing, and rappelling. To find out more, visit www.blindcamps.org.
Or call 888-213-0003.
Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly two decades, offers comprehensive eye examination, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration in a state-of-the-art facility. With the most up-to-date technology, you'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it's
welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is the second hour, so I hope you call in this hour. Phone number is 407-894-1680. Oh, I want to say something right now. Very important, very important. To all the folks that are listening that have never called in, listen to this very carefully. If you call in and you have something to say good about the show, I hope you do. If you're calling in but never you've never called in before, you call in now, I'm giving first three people.
Including
Tom. Tom, right. You'll have to call back. If you call back, we're going to give you some free coffee. So you're all going to get free coffee when you come in, when you call in and say that you're a new listener, the first three will send you out free coffee. How's that? First three. Okay? Calling in anywhere that you has to be a new listener.
What if they don't like the show? Do they still get coffee?
What if they don't like coffee?
First caller is the first caller.
If you don't like coffee, you don't have to call in. Or if you don't like the show, you don't have to call in. But if you like the show, you want to call in, and you have something to say nice, call
Maybe
in.
Maybe they just want coffee, but and they don't want to put you on the air.
And Tom, if you want to call back, we're starting with you,
Tom. You'll be the first one.
So you'll be the first one.
We need his address.
We need your name and address, so we send you free coffee. And if you don't want coffee, Tom, you don't have to call back. Yeah. But it's free coffee. We send you out some free coffee from White Cane Coffee Company.
Oh, and I wanted to give out the phone number.
What, White Cane Coffee?
Yeah.
What's the phone number? Yeah.
It is as follows. It's 814-218-2837. That's 814-218-2837.
And if you're going to call them, please don't call them between, let's just say, call them Monday through Friday. Don't call them on Saturday and Sunday because he's going to pick up. And I understand you're blind. You can't tell time. But that's even I.
It's the circadian
who
rhythm.
Know my watch. I just have to push my button. See that? I knew I can push my button. I know what time it is. So you can tell what
Did
time
we have
it is.
The caller? Did she
so
call?
The point is anybody calling in now, get some free coffee if you're new to the show. That's my incentive to get new callers to calling in, get free coffee, okay?
So you said three, you've
three.
Already got
First
one.
Got
That's
one.
Tom.
No, I get three more.
Oh, okay.
So we got three more. All Tom, right. You're included, so that'd be four. So Tom, you call in if you want to, if you want your coffee. You have to give your name and address. If you want to say, you don't have to give it on the air. Just off the air, you give your address.
All right.
But on the air, you have to say something if you want to say something nice to the show. What do you want,
Lynn? Just have a little message from somebody. Well, it's not a little important, of little importance. It's of great importance, but it's a short message that somebody sent to me and said, Lynn, please tell the folks that the National Federation of the Blind uses the term orientation and immobility, and I don't know where that guy Tom was talking about. We don't know where he was from, but there's no room in the NFB for slamming other people or degrading them because of their choice of terminology. And it wouldn't just be the NFB, it would be also
it would be
the
any
ACB,
organization,
the AFB,
any organization,
the XYZ.
Like
there's right. no room for that.
And, alphabet soup.
Alphabet soup. They'd be yeah. fired if the people heard him say that.
Right.
Terrible.
So.
But anyway, the phone number to call in is 407 407- 894-1680, 407-894-1680. So if anybody wants free coffee and you're new, call in and say something about the show and we'll give you free coffee sent out to you free of charge. Okay, but it has to be three more people. So it's Tom and three others. That's it. First three.
Speaking of what? Milk, can I mention our new advertiser that we're so excited about?
Yes.
That we have a new advertiser that is a special travel agent. And she works with you if you have special needs. And her name is Elizabeth. And the name of the company.
Bets.
Right.
Best Bets Travel
with
Agent.
With an S. Yes. B-E-T-S.
And she works with all kinds of people that are disabled, including the blind.
Right.
That's right. So if you want to go on a cruise, if you want to go somewhere.
A tour. With your animal, your right? service animal.
You want to get a bus. That's what she specializes in. She works for you. So she knows the blind community. Mm-hmm. So you want to. Why don't you give her the information?
I will. And you asked for Elizabeth. Her name is Elizabeth Kelly. She's the owner of Best Bets Travel. And her phone number is 321-243-0251. I'll read it again. 321-243-0251. Or if you are able to go online, just visit her at bestbetstravel.com. I will spell it for you. BESTBETS travel.com.
It's also on our website, right?
It is, yeah.
It's on our website,
yeah.
blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Mm-hmm. So we're very excited about that.
And by the way, when you go to our website, it's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Okay? And by the way, the show on the August 25th, you want to be part of it? Write to us, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. We'll talk about it and get you on the air. We'll discuss it. The show that's all about apathy.
Yes, JJ.
Who's on the line, okay. JJ?
We have Kevin from Greensboro. He's not a first-time caller, but he is calling in to speak to you guys.
Okay.
Kevin from Greensboro. Okay,
hello
Kevin.
There,
how
Kevin.
You doing, Kevin?
Hey, Michael, Lynn, Sheila.
Hey, bud. Phone.
How
you
doing?
You
doing?
Oh, haven't called for a couple weeks.
No, you haven't.
How you doing, Kevin?
Okay. Been nice up here, too.
Yeah? And how's work at Industries of the Blind?
Oh, it's fine.
Just fine?
Yeah.
They're keeping you busy?
Oh, yeah. Too busy.
That's a good thing. You don't get bored.
So what else?
Sure you do.
Then you need to find a hobby.
He has a hobby. He listens to the Blind and Beyond radio
show.
Well,
there you go. But that's once a week.
Unless he comes back and listens to all the past shows.
Yeah, well, I do the ham radio, too, but I haven't been active.
Oh, next week is the ham radio show. Next week is all about the ham radio.
You better next listen.
Next week's
we're
ham radio.
Hamming it up
next week.
Well, I listen just about every week.
I know.
So.
Okay, well, next week's ham radio.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And David's bringing a special friend who's also in David's band, and he also operates a ham radio. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Cool.
Music and fun. Yep.
And Michael, when you go to Connecticut, are you going to be near one of the larger cities?
New London.
Hmm.
I'm going to New London, Groton. My family's from New London.
Why is
that's
that,
where the
Kevin?
Coast Guard Academy is. That's where the submarine base is. That's where Pfizer Drugs is. That's where we're going to New London. You're flying into Newark, New Jersey.
Well, I know throughout New England there and in Connecticut, too, there's a small chain of restaurants that has a couple really good sandwiches.
Oh, what's the name?
What's the name?
Oh, D'Angelo's?
D'Angelo's,
I'm not familiar with that one.
Ask your son about it.
Okay.
Yeah, he will tonight,
well,
I'm sure.
The big thing in New England that I know is the grinder. They have a grinder sandwich. It's like a hoagie, but it's toasted. And basically, it's called a grinder. It's like a hoagie, but it's
my
toasted.
My neck of the woods, it's a hero sandwich.
No, but this is toasted. Nope. They put it in the oven.
Yep.
The grinder goes in the oven.
Well, thank you for calling, Kevin.
Ask your son about D'Angelo's there. There's one near.
Okay.
And see if they're number 9 and their Italians are great.
Okay.
All right.
At least they were 20 years ago when I left.
Thanks for calling in, Kevin.
Thanks,
stay
Kevin.
Well. Yep. God bless. Take care.
Thank you, Kevin.
Who's on the line right now?
We have one
JJ.
Minute.
We have Dawn Jones, but she's going to call back after our break.
Our guest caller.
Yes.
After our guest caller.
Okay.
And after our break.
Yeah. Okay. We come back, Dr. Skolnick should be on the air.
Okay.
All right.
We're going to break?
Yep.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
La, 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 la.
Dude, let me tell you about my most bodacious time at summer camp this year.
Wait, I thought you were blind.
Totally.
Me too. Hashtag BFF.
Dude, we got to do go-karts, and I got to drive one.
What?
Oh, and at the end of the week, there was, like, a talent show, and I got to do some impressions. Check it out. Who am I? Who am I? Oh, I'm not a crook.
Hashtag maybe just friends for now.
Hashtag camper for life. National Camps for the Blind is a program that offers free camping opportunities around the United States for children and adults who are legally blind. Some activities include archery, swimming, horseback riding, crafts, water skiing, and rappelling. To find out more, visit www.blindcamps.org.
Or call 888-213-0003.
Who doesn't love a good cup of coffee? Well, now you can have a great cup of coffee delivered right to your door. White Cane Coffee. White Cane Coffee offers small batch, fresh roasted, single origin premium coffee made from the finest premium coffee beans. Enjoy your favorite Colombian Supremo, Colombian Supremo Decaf, French Roast, High Octane, Donut Shop, and Breakfast Blend. White Cane Coffee hires and supports workers from the blind and autistic communities and donates a portion of the proceeds to various organizations for the blind. Order your White Cane Coffee today and don't forget to mention promo code RADIO to receive your special 10% discount. The best coffee is waiting for you at whitecanecoffee.com.
When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service agency specializing in vacation for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tours, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal at no cost to you. Best Bets Travel navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your needs. We are available 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. every day. Call us 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com.
Hi, I'm Sarah, and I work for Metrolina Association for the Blind, located in beautiful Charlotte, North Carolina. Are you or a family member experiencing vision loss? No worries, MAB has you covered. Take one of our group or individualized training classes. Assistive technology, orientation mobility, independent living skills, and several more to choose from. Visit www.mabnc.org or give one of our friendly staff members a call at 704-887-5102. MAB and our life-changing programs are here for you.
Come to Koiwan Hibachi Grill and Sushi Buffet for an unforgettable dining experience. Biggest and best buffet in the Orlando area. Located at 945 West State Road 436 in Altamont Springs, right next to Kohl's. Monday to Friday, only $9.49 from 11 a.m. to 3:45 p.m. Evenings and weekend, only $13.99 all day. Includes all-you-can-eat blue crabs. Crave hibachi? We have hibachi your way. And sushi? So many varieties of fresh sushi. Oh, and don't forget the huge selection of desserts. Koiwan Hibachi Buffet. Stop by today.
Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly two decades, offers comprehensive eye examination, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration. In a state-of-the-art facility with the most up-to-date technology. You'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now. 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, 407-894-1680. Right now, let's talk to our guest. His name is Dr. Craig Skolnick of Skolnick Institute, Eye Institute, there in Jupiter, Florida. Hi, Dr. Skolnick.
How you guys doing?
Hi. Tonight, are we going to talk about the kids?
We're going to talk about kids.
All right. Okay. Hi, Dr. Skolnick.
I understand this month is, what, kids?
It is. Thanks for joining us, Dr.
Yeah,
Skolnick.
What's tonight? What's
it is month? August is Children's Eye Health and Safety Month, so Dr. Skolnick has agreed to talk a bit about diseases that affect children primarily.
Yes. I'm going to talk about two things. First thing about diseases or problems that cause vision impairment or blindness, and then the second small talk will just be about safety issues.
Okay.
But with respect to children, there's things that can cause vision impairment or blindness, and I'm going to go through a list of seven or eight common things. There are things like genetic mutations that can cause vision loss or vision impairment. There are other birth defects that involve the brain central nervous system. Many know about prematurity, and babies that are born premature can have their retina not develop properly. In other countries, third world countries, we have a lot of nutritional deficiencies, especially vitamin A. That's the most common. There's obviously injuries to babies, shaken baby syndrome, people probably have heard about, but obviously other injuries that are more accidental. And cataracts are very common. Cataracts can be congenital or genetic, and they can also be caused by different viruses like rubella. So vaccinations are important. But, screening for these conditions when the baby is very young is important because cataracts can be dealt with surgically in babies now. Amblyopia is the term for lazy eye. Most people know the term lazy eye. And lazy eye can develop in up to 2% of kids. And the most common causes are strabismus, which is an eye muscle disorder where the eye is turned in or turned out. And sometimes simple things like astigmatism, nearsighted, farsighted, what we call refractive errors, can cause amblyopia or lazy eye. And that's pretty common. Up to 2% of kids have it. So it's important that young kids are screened in school and are screened by their pediatrician to see if they have just common refractive errors that can be corrected with glasses. The prevalence of all of these things, if you add them all together, in high-income countries, is about maybe one in every 3,000 kids, but maybe one in every 500, 600, 700 kids in lower-income countries. In lower-income countries, we worry more about the nutritional deficiencies like vitamin A, things like measles, which can cause corneal scarring, and especially in Africa, third-world countries, a lot of corneal infections, and maybe most causes of blindness in, say, Africa are from corneal infections, corneal scarring. But if you add those up together, it's still a fairly small number, but still very important because obviously blindness or vision impairment in a baby or child is a lifelong issue versus we've talked about macular degeneration in past and glaucoma and other conditions that can happen more later in life. Vision impairment in a baby or child is a lifelong issue. And the second thing I want to talk about is safety, because obviously that's the most important thing to at least prevent injuries. And I would say the most important thing is safety eyeglasses. Most safety eyeglasses are made of polycarbonate plastic or Trivex plastic. And for certain sports, it's important to wear eyewear. Racquetball is a very common sport. Not a lot of people play it as much anymore, but the ball is very hard and small. Tennis, some other sports, eyewear is pretty important. And any sport with a ball, that's on the smallest side, is more likely to cause injury. Everyone knows about fireworks. Really, children shouldn't be allowed to use any fireworks. Or if they are older children, they need to be still supervised, and bottle rockets are the worst. And I've personally taken care of kids with bottle rocket injuries, and they're usually pretty disastrous.
Oh my goodness. And
things just around the house are chemicals. I as a corneal specialist, I take care of a lot of chemical injuries, and you'd be surprised how often we see not just kids, but adults as well, who are mixing chemicals at home, just common cleaning things, you know, whether it's bleach or, you know, whatever it is, ammonia, and, you know, get splattered in the eye. And kids are, you know, just like adults, you know, sometimes do stupid things and they mix chemicals or playing with chemicals, whatever it is. Yard work around the house, important to wear safety glasses. You know, dirt gets in the eye. I see a lot of infections in the cornea. And in the past 2 weeks, I've been treating three patients with contact lens infections. And one of them was a certain bacteria that grows in soil. And, you know, so who knows how it happened? She scratched her cornea somehow, got an infection. But obviously wearing safety eyewear when you do yard work is important. And anything around the house, hammering a nail, you know, at carpentry, anything, you know, where things can fly in the air can cause damage to the eye. For kids in particular, also dog bites. For some reason, probably because of the height of kids, but about 15% of dog bites will involve the eyelids or, you know, close to the eyes in kids. Probably, like I said, just because of how small kids are and how close they are to the ground. And then it's important to tell your kids, always warn them about, you know, running around the house with pencils or scissors, you know, common household items, paper clips, just common things that, as a parent, you're always kind of warning your kids, but those are still always important to go through with the children. And the last thing I would say is toys, certain toys, bows and arrows, air rifles, darts. You know, kids can have these toys, but they have to be super careful and there has to be adult supervision. And again, if you wear safety eyewear, it's pretty uncommon to have a problem. And probably 90% of injuries can be avoided just with safety eyewear.
And Dr. Stallman,
yep, go
this
ahead.
Is Sheila. What about sun?
You know, it's interesting. I practice and live in Florida. And interestingly, I've had this discussion / argument with my kids all the time. They're teenage boys. Kids, for some reason, most kids don't like wearing sunglasses. I don't know if you guys have any experience with that. But it's kind of hard to get kids to wear sunglasses. Obviously, at the beach, it's a little easier. But in general, I think adults are better about that. But sun exposure to the skin around the lids leads to skin cancer. And as people get older, especially here in Florida, we see tons of people with basal cell, squamous cell, and melanoma on their face. And the lower lids especially have a lot of exposure to sun. And I can't tell you how often we diagnose that. I mean, every month. It's very common.
Dr. Scott, so, we have somebody who would like to talk to you, please.
Sure. Sure.
Okay, so we have Sherry Braun from Orlando.
Sherry Braun from Orlando.
Hi, good evening.
Are you there, Sherry?
Sherry, you're on. Sherry?
Hi, I'm here. Are you here?
Yeah, we're here. We're listening to you. Dr. Skolnick's
Hi,
on.
Yes, I have a quick comment. I'm one of those proponents of babies getting examined when they're really little. I'm totally blind from retinopathy of prematurity, and I'm a 50s. Sure. Survivor of that. And then also both my children through hereditary from their father have congenital cataracts, and they're in their 30s now, and they had surgery when they were 10 days old and 11 days old, and they both have enough vision now to drive. So they're doing really well in their adult lives, and I'm really thankful that we got the diagnosis early and dealt with it early. And my son, who's 22, has amblyopia. And the reason I took him for an exam before he was three was because he was tripping over his feet, seemed to be falling a lot. And I even noticed it being a blind person. And I said, let's get him in. And sure enough, that's what he had. And he wears glasses for that now. So I'm really a proponent of examinations when the children are really young.
Well, thank you, Sheila.
The hospitals have very good systems set up for retinopathy of prematurity exams. Kids that are in the neonatal ICU who are premature, they have pediatricians or retinal doctors constantly going around dilating their eyes and looking at their retina. So I think we have a pretty good system in the hospitals. Cataracts are a little different story, because if the eye is not examined, like, you know, the pupils aren't examined early on, I can see cataracts actually getting missed, because the babies are going home now you know, within 24 hours of being delivered if it's a vaginal delivery. So that's up to the pediatricians and the parents, of course, if they notice the pupil being white. So that's the key, is that the eyes look straight and then the pupils are black and not white. And I think it should be caught by the pediatrician or the parent. Is the caller still online? Do they know how the cataracts were caught?
Oh, okay. Sherry's not with us anymore. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just curious. But that's true. And it's true that we have pretty good systems in place in this country for screening for both of those.
I wanted to ask you about the amblyopia. I know somebody that has lazy eye as an adult. Is it too late to get the glasses that correct that or not? Or you need an operation?
Yeah, pretty much. You can patch kids up to an age about 10, 11
okay.
to improve vision in the unpatched eye. Mm-hmm. And so there are some situations where you can prescribe glasses later in life and maybe gain a little. But typically, you know, after 10, 11, you can't recover any further vision what you have after that age. And that's why it's important that amblyopia is caught early. And the problem is it's obvious if a baby's or a kid's eye is turning in or turning out, the parent's going to notice it. The pediatrician, you know, someone's going to notice it. But the patients who have astigmatism, nearsighted or farsighted, which is the refractive error, a lot of times that's not caught until they're screened at school or in the pediatrician's office. And I hate to say this, but they don't really recommend going to an eye doctor as a routine thing for kids. And I know that sounds crazy, but they pretty much expect the schools and the pediatricians to catch problems. And parents, of course.
And I just wanted to ask you briefly before we say goodbye. This color blindness, is that something that could be corrected as a young person in their 20s, or is that too late?
Now, there's no correction for, I call it color vision impairment, because they're, you know, they're technically not blind. But any visual impairment with respect to color is genetic and it's permanent. And
oh.
I mean, it's very common in men to have red-green color impairment. I think it's a few percent, very common. There's not a whole lot you can do. Interestingly, as an aside, there is a company called Enchroma, I think it's Enchroma, that makes color vision glasses that in some of my patients, they've tried it. And they've gotten some benefit with red-green color impairment. They're like $300 or $400 pair of prescription, or they're like sunglasses, reading glasses.
Yeah, and it works.
Well, some of the patients I've recommended it have said that some slight benefit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure exactly how the technology works, but sometime around 5 years ago, 6 years ago, this company came out and they make these quote unquote sunglasses or whatever for color blindness. And so anyone out there who is red-green color impaired, they can go on the website for Enchroma and do some research. But I've had 3 or 4 patients say, well, possibly helped a little, you know, but there's no treatment for it.
Okay. Well, thank you for that tip. Did you have
And the vision's not impaired in those patients typically. So, you know, the patients can have 20/20 perfect vision. But they have problems with, say, red-green, okay, so like stoplight, you know.
All right. What should I call you?
We have somebody for Dr. Skolnick. Dr. I hear like a feedback. Dr. Skolnick, we have another caller.
We have a caller from West Palm Beach.
Hello?
Hello? Turn his radio down.
You have to turn on your radio.
Yes. Please? 1 second, Dr. Skolnick.
Hello?
Hello? You have to turn on your radio. We can hear you.
Hi, how are you?
Okay. You'd like to talk to Dr. Skolnick?
Yeah, I know he's only talking about kids diseases, but I have a question about a different disease. I mean, I'm not a kid. I'm an adult.
Okay, well, you want to talk to Dr. Stone. What's your first name from West Palm Beach?
What's your first name?
My name is Angela, calling from Palm Beach Gardens.
Well, hi, Angela. Meet Dr. Skolnick.
Hi, Angela from Palm Beach Gardens. Okay. Angela, you're on with Dr. Skolnick.
Hello?
Yes.
You're on with Dr. Skolnick.
Talk to Dr. Skolnick.
Go ahead.
Hi, Dr. Skolnick. How are you?
How are you doing there?
All right. In 2018, I had a removal of an outer layer of cornea performed. And when they performed that, they also did it, I think, an amniotic piece. I was told in 4 to 6 weeks it should heal. Well, a year later, it was still there, and now the cornea is swollen. Can you address that, please? And what can I do about it?
Sure. Swollen corneas that do not resolve on their own can be treated with corneal transplantation, and I do that procedure, and all corneal specialists do that. I'm not exactly sure why it didn't heal properly, but if it didn't heal, it can be treated usually surgically. Medically, there is an eye drop that you may have tried over the counter called Muro, MURO-128. It's basically salt, yeah. And they're easy.
Yeah, I'm trying that.
If that doesn't work, then typically we talk to patients about corneal transplantation.
So, Angela, I think you better go see Dr. Skolnick right away.
I will.
Yeah, my office is 10 minutes from where you live.
Oh, you hear what he just said? His office is 10 minutes away.
She just said, I will. Thanks, Dr. Skolnick. We were all talking.
And you're Angela? Angela,
yes.
You go see
yes.
Dr. Skolnick right away. He's only 10 minutes from you, he said.
I will. Thank you, Mr. Larry.
Thank
you. Oh, he said he knows Larry.
Thank you.
Okay.
He knows
it's
Larry.
It's a family affair.
Yeah, family affair.
All righty. Oh, Dr. Skolnick, I have a message. Sherry sent me a text, said, please tell the doctor my ex-husband was born with congenital cataracts, so we knew it was a 50-50 chance, so we had our babies checked at birth.
Okay, that was smart. And that's the last thing I would say is a lot of causes are genetic. And if you know you have a family history, we've talked about glaucoma in the past, then you should get your kids checked out more frequently. If there's a history of amblyopia, for some reason, we don't know exactly why, runs in families. And so if one parent or grandparent or uncle has a lazy eye, that would be definitely a reason to bring your kid to an ophthalmologist at a young age, even though we don't typically recommend it. But you have to look at what's common, and genetic mutations, amblyopia run in families for sure.
Okay. JJ, is there another caller? No, okay.
Okay, I want to say something, folks.
Uh-oh.
Dr. Skolnick, folks, you listen at me very clearly. I'm saying this honestly. If you're listening to Dr. Skolnick, here is a real, real doctor, eye doctor. You got to go to him. If you're in the West Palm Beach area,
ophthalmologist.
If you're in Jupiter, West Palm Beach, Boca area.
Carl Springs.
Even Carl Springs. Let me tell you something. I used to live in Carl Springs, and I'll tell you right now, I would travel from Carl Springs to Dr. Skolnick in a heartbeat because how good he is. There's only one Dr. Skolnick. Remember the name, Skolnick Eye Institute. Call him now. Don't wait. If you have any kind of a problem, call him.
Would you like to give your phone number, Dr. Skolnick?
Sure. It's 561-296-2010. So okay. 296-2010. I'm in Jupiter, just a hair north of Palm Beach Gardens, where Angela lives.
Okie dokie. And it's on our website if you didn't get that or you can't remember. And we thank you so much for joining us again tonight.
I'm so glad your computer
system's working.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Well, have a good night.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
That's Dr. Skolnick.
Yeah.
That's
Skolnick
Eye Institute. He is a doll. Okay? You know, Larry from the Braille Club, he raves about him. Dr. Skolnick is his doctor. From Larry from the Braille Club, he raves about him. Can we go to now trivia?
I think we missed our break.
We missed the break?
We missed our break because we were so interested in talking to the doctor.
We're going
to
break?
We'll go to break.
We're going to break and come back with trivia. Yep. Okay, good. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. We're going back with trivia. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsblind.org.
Why use MacuHealth for visual performance and macular degeneration?
The field of supplementation has been studied for 5 to 6 decades. Nature chose this system to protect the macula. So it provided a structure, 3 carotenoids, to produce the best antioxidant for the macula. So now the current understanding is you need to have something that replenishes macular pigment. And that means you have to have mesozeaxanthine, lutein, and zeaxanthine. That product only comes in one form, and it's called MacuHealth.
Visit us at MacuHealth.com.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I got to holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
How well does your company communicate? Metrolina Association for the Blind is the expert in providing visually impaired clients full access to vital information. For over 30 years, we have been partnering with companies across the nation, creating accessibility, inclusion, and compliance. Let us help your company take its communication tools to the next level. Call today for a quote in Braille, large print, audio, or accessible PDF at 1-800-926-5466 or learn more at www.mabnc.org.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show. Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We are back. We are back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. Before we go to trivia, don't forget when I'm talking about the show on the August 25th, if you have something to say, you want to be part of it, write to me, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L. You want to be part of the show, call in, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. This is going to be a show talking about things you've had problems with, people with problems with sighted people or apathy, something to do with anything you can think of with the word apathy. Okay, we're going to trivia. The phone number to call in is 407-894. Oh, Ronald Cook.
I hope he wasn't for Dr. Skolnick. Oh, well, let's say hello.
Okay, you want before we go to trivia? Okay.
Maybe he's a new caller?
A new caller?
I think so.
Is he a new caller?
Yes.
Oh, hi.
Yes, Bob. I was calling for the doctor.
Are you a client for the doctor?
You missed him.
You called after him,
you
sorry.
You told me to call back, and I called back.
Oh.
For Pete's sake.
What is your name?
Ronald Cook from out of Palm Beach County.
Ronald Cook.
Well, Ronald Cook, why don't we give you Dr. Schuster?
Dr. Skolnick's name.
Dr. Skolnick, I said that. Dr. Skolnick, yeah.
Did you want him as a doctor? Because he's fabulous.
Yeah, we got it from Mr. Larry.
Okay.
Where he's located. All I wanted to ask him was about the lingonberry and
Eye Health. How lingonberry helps the eye.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's what I wanted to know.
Well, what's his phone number, Lynn?
I would have to look that up.
I think it's 561-296-2010,
maybe?
I'm not
sure. 1 second, I'll get it.
How do you remember that? You're amazing.
She's very good with memory. 1 second, I'll get it. Hold on.
We're going to give you, we'll give you the phone number. Again,
I'm getting
Dr.
it now.
Skolnick.
Yeah, I've already got the phone number.
Oh, you do?
Oh, you have
okay.
It.
Okay. Well, call him up.
Don't forget to tell him you heard it on our show.
Don't forget to say you heard it on Blind Beyond.
Okay. One question. Can you put it out to the audience? Maybe somebody can tell us about lingonberry and eye health and blueberry and bilberry.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
All right. Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You, bye-bye.
Have a good night.
Okay, we're going to trivia. Phone number is 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? Who is singing this song? Trivia time. Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. I don't hear it.
They're working on it.
Oh. Trivia time. Who's singing the song? I don't hear nothing.
Yellow pumpkin to become a golden carriage. Impossible for a plain country bumpkin and a prince to join in marriage. And four white mice will never be four white horses. Such fal-de-rol and fiddle-dee-dee, of course, is impossible. But the world is full of zanies and fools who don't believe in sensible rules and won't believe what sensible people say. And because these daft and dewy-eyed dopes keep building up impossible hopes, impossible things are happening every day. Impossible, 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 impossible,
singing that song, 407-894-1680.
No, no clue.
Who's
like
singing
the
song?
To Wizard
407
of Oz or something.
Cinderella.
He told me to play something new. I played something new. 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? It's in the last, the song was done the last 15 years.
Cinderella, Cinderella.
Phone number is 407-894-1680. We got callers on the line already for trivia. Who is calling in? And don't forget,
we have John Schreiber from Miami calling in.
John Schreiber?
Yes.
Is he a new caller?
John Schreiber, are you on the line?
Can you hear us, John?
Yeah, this is John Schreiber in Miami. How
hi,
are you?
Hi, John from Miami. How you doing?
I've been listening a couple of times, and I haven't heard you guys bring up massage therapy for blind.
What?
I'm one of the most successful blind massage therapists in the country.
Are you?
Well, you need to call in sometime and talk to us about it.
Yeah.
I treat acute and chronic pain from head to toe, anything from neck pain to TMJ problems.
Are you calling right now from trivia? Are you calling in for trivia?
No.
Oh, well, it's trivia time right now, so you'll have to call back some other time.
Okay.
Okay, thanks for calling
all
in.
All right, no
glad
problem.
Thank you.
All
right. So who's on the line for trivia?
Okay, so for right now for trivia, we don't have anyone at the moment, but...
Okay. Well, JJ, you have to find out when they call in if it's for trivia or not.
Okay.
Okay. So we're on the line right now holding for the trivia. Who's singing that last song? 407-894-1680. Well, we're going to give you one more minute to call in. For trivia.
And Sheila, what's happening locally?
What's happening locally? We are in the midst of planning our White Canid Guide Dog Safety
Already?
Day. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. That's going to be a great undertaking between the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind and the National Federation of the Blind and Metro Plan and Links and Lighthouse.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Bigger than last year, it sounds.
I hope. Mm-hmm. And the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind will get back to work the first Saturday in September. So if anyone is interested, we do have a Facebook page, and it's the... You could search for GOCB or the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind, or you can go to fcb.org, and you can call me because my phone number is right there as president.
JJ,
my phone
number
is everywhere.
There you go. Still don't have any callers yet. I guess I picked a tough one.
Okay, that was a hard one.
Okay, so now I'm going to give the answer. Give the answer because that's time's up. So okay. who sang that song?
That was Whitney Houston and Brandy.
And Brandy?
That was Houston. When Brandy prayed Cinderella. It was a remake of Cinderella.
Oh, you were right, Sheila.
So it was from Cinderella, the remake. The name is Brandy. Yes. Is that what you're saying? Brandy?
Brandy and Whitney Houston.
And Whitney Houston was in the background. So it was Whitney Houston in the background and Brandy.
I would have never known that.
And the song is called Impossible.
The song was called Impossible.
And was it in a movie? From a movie?
Yes, the movie is made by Rodgers and Hammerstein. It's their remake of Cinderella.
Oh.
Cinderella.
Wow.
Okay.
She was one of the first princesses that I could relate to.
Okay. So, folks, just want to tell you, next week I'm going to be in New London, Connecticut. That's right. 70th anniversary of my family's association. That's right. My mother's side of the family, they're 300 strong. There'll be about 150 there. We're going to have a dinner and on Saturday night, a dinner. And Sunday, we're having a big picnic. Yep. And they have me as one of the people getting up on the stage and talking a little bit. They told me 5 minutes. That's all I can talk.
Good luck with that.
Make a long story short.
Yep.
That's about it.
Good luck with that one.
Yeah, yeah, right.
So, anyway.
Maybe they know you like to talk and they wanted to limit you, Michael.
I won't be here, but Lynn will be here with David. Yeah. And Lynn will be talking with without me. And the 25th will be here. And the 25th, we're going to be talking about apathy and to the blind community. And that's little thing I want to talk about. So if I need your help, you want to call in and discuss it, write to me at Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, at blind and, don't forget the A-N-D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. It's all one word, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Okay? So if you'd like to be part of the show, write to me and we'll have you part of the show. We're going to talk about apathy.
We have time for one more quick call.
And if anybody calls in right now, you want to be just call in. You're a new caller.
Say hello before
say
we
hello
go off
before
the air.
We go off the air and have something nice to say. We give you a free coffee. That's right. We're giving you a free coffee. Free bag of coffee. 3 ounce bag of coffee if you call in right now. 407-894-1680. Okay? And Tom, if you ever call back, we need your address. I'm going to send you out the free coffee.
Did he call? No. Tom didn't call back yet.
Okay, well, maybe he doesn't want the coffee.
Maybe he's a tea drinker.
Maybe he's a tea drinker. He doesn't want coffee. But anyway, that's it. Lynn, you got anything to say?
No, just that I hope everybody joins us next week, and David Hillebrandt will be in the studio and with his guitar, and we'll be talking about ham radios and how important it is to, if you're lucky enough to own a ham radio, how important it is, especially during times of emergency, that you can communicate with people.
Mm-hmm. I want to learn how to become one.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. So I'm really interested in learning all about it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that ham with cheese?
No, there's no cheese involved.
No cheese and ham?
No cheese involved.
Okay.
Not even any bread.
No bread
except
either.
Except the bread to buy one.
Okay.
So, Sheila, are you going to volunteer this week? Are you,
no.
I mean, when school starts?
No.
No?
Mm-mm. But nope. I have to be, I have to fill out a addition application
mm-hmm.
because as a retiree, you've got to be legal, a legal volunteer. You can't just walk in and volunteer.
Okay. Chris, anything from you tonight? You're glad to be back from Miami?
Oh, Chris Shaw is here.
I got Chris
for letting JJ do everything.
Hey, Sheila. Hey, Lynn. How you guys doing?
JJ doing a good job.
It's nice to see you guys. How you like JJ?
She did
very well.
She was nervous.
I heard her
when she opened up the mic. She said, "Hey guys."
Hey guys.
She did great.
Right, that part.
Yeah.
But I had a great time. It was exciting. I got a chance to meet a lot of people. I got a chance to network. I went down to Aventura, Florida. I didn't know what I was running into when I got down there, but they have a Publix. I'm sorry, I don't mean to say the name, but they got a grocery store that it has its own parking garage, and you have to get on the elevator to go down the stairs into the store to shop.
Oh,
so I feel bad for the cart pushers. Because how are they going to get them carts from upstairs in the garage,
all on the elevator?
Yeah, imagine. How does that work?
Elevator.
Say that again?
Elevator. How does that work with all the
carts? They get the cart on the elevator.
All of them?
No.
Yeah, but that's how they got to get the carts on the elevator to get downstairs for the customers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So they probably constantly are going pretty, up and down and up and down and up and down.
Yeah, I don't know. It's, it must be a I feel bad for the cart pushers.
There somewhere. It's probably a freight.
Wow.
So that was big time in Miami.
Well, glad you're back safe and sound.
Yep. All righty.
All right, that's a story. Glad to see you. Okay. So, folks.
Safe trip, Michael.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I thank you much for the safe trip. And what can I say? I'm looking forward to flying and looking forward to seeing my cousins. Even though my brother, who says, "What are you going for? You're blind. You can't see nobody." I said, "Pardon me? What are you, nuts?" But I'll let you know when I get back. Talk to you all. God bless you all.
Part two to the story.
Yeah, part two. We'll tell you when I get back.
Stay tuned for the part two.
Yeah. Stay tuned. See you all next week. Don't go away. My wife will be here. David, don't go away.
Don't forget, David, if you're listening, mark it down. You're going to be here next week.
With Lynn. Take care, all. Right. God
Good
bless
night,
you all.
But thank
Stay
you,
well.
Sheila and
Take
Chris
care.
And JJ.
Good night.
Good night, all.
Good night.
So many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our show together, we're polishing up our act.